Storytelling. It's something we parents do with our children all the time. It's paramount to First Nations oral tradition. The difficulty is that many of the storytellers are aging and their stories are in danger of being lost. Judy Isaac is Canada Research Chair of Indigenous Education at Lakehead University. She's using video and film to record elders' stories, and her work is being highlighted as part of the Research and Innovation Week going on now at LU. She is in our studio. Judy, good morning.
Good morning.
So what motivated you to do this research?
I'm a Métis woman, and I've been living in Thunder Bay, and I have three children, and they haven't been able to kind of connect with our Métis community at home, which is in Alberta, because they've been here. And I wanted them to hear the stories of our elders. I wanted them to know some of those stories and to make those connections. So I thought, well, how am I going to do that? So I started working with the elders and recording those stories so that my children could hear those stories.
So from a simple mother's wish to pass on her traditions grows a research project and a film project.
Yes.
As simple as that. So, okay, now, so what was involved in that, though? I mean, because you had to talk to the elders. You had to get permission for them, their permission, that they would share those stories with you. Tell me about that part of it.
Well, there's a whole process to that. I mean, essentially, you establish relationships with those elders, and then you ask them to participate. And they know fully that this is a film project. The intention is that these stories will be shared with the world. So they select their stories very carefully because they know that there are particular kinds of stories that they want to get out there, they want to share. And because my focus was really on children and on young people, youth, I wanted to ensure that the stories were things that we could use in education.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me an example of something of a story you heard?
Well, I mean, the first story in the film, Grandmothers of the Métis Nation, is the story of Thelma Shalafu and her life and her activism. She was the first Aboriginal woman in the Canadian Senate. I think that's a really important story. So I wanted my children to know about Thelma and, you know, to kind of meet her through film and to hear about the important work she's done, not only in the Canadian Senate, but for many years of activism in Alberta, helping the Métis Nation establish itself and establishing the welfare department within the Métis Nation and doing all kinds of activist work to help people in communities that were struggling and suffering and to address those real concerns.
And told through an elder that story? I mean, are there other ways to discover that story as well?
Well, I mean, she, because of her work in the Senate, there are many research reports and all kinds of documents that have been produced around her. But I really wanted her to tell her story and why she wanted to do this work and why it was important.
What was that like?
Oh, it was phenomenal. I mean, she's a beautiful elder, and so it's so wonderful to be in her presence. Her name is White Standing Buffalo, and she just walks with that beautiful energy and that beautiful spirit. So it's wonderful to work with all of the elders, but her in particular.
What were some of the challenges you had to face in putting all of this together?
Probably the biggest challenge was I had the responsibility of editing these elders' words. And that's a huge responsibility. These are people that have walked this earth for a long time. They have tremendous knowledge and wisdom. And here I am having to edit their words. So that was a bit of an onerous task. But I went back to them with the edited words and said to them, now, have I interpreted you well? Have I represented you well? And have I told enough of the whole story to kind of get the gist of it? Because, of course, you always have to cut things down.
And what was there? I mean, did you do well by them?
Yes. Or we wouldn't be here today. They were happy with the results and what I was able to share on film. Of course, one of the things with film, I mean, there's, you know, you kind of want stories that can be visual. Mm-hmm. And so you kind of have a tendency to select stories that you can make visual. That means there's some very powerful stories that maybe don't make the cut because you can't put nice pictures with them.
You know, it's interesting. I'm just thinking about the responsibility of the project you're doing. I mean, like, you're doing this, as you mentioned, a Métis woman, a Métis mother, a researcher, and also somebody, respectful of elders and trying to tell their story well and turn all of those different demands into a finished product. That must have been quite a juggling act.
It is. It is a big job. And there are three grandmothers in this story. The first one is Thelma Shalafu, the first Canadian or the first Aboriginal woman in the Canadian Senate. The second grandmother is actually my great aunt, and she's a historian, and so she actually tells the story of her family and her community. And also tells the story of grandmothers who are healers and their passing down of traditions. So that was a really important piece for me personally, because I needed to hear the story of my grandmothers, but also professionally, because I think it's really important for us to understand our own histories. Mm-hmm. And then the third grandmother is Alma Desjarlais, and she is a healer. She's a pipe carrier. She and her husband together do sweat lodges, and they do an enormous amount of healing work with medicines as well. And so working with her, I mean, she's such a beautiful spirit, so it's wonderful to work with her. But how do you capture all of that on film? And the other thing she does is she runs a culture camp for children in her community, and she's been teaching the children, and some of the adults come down too, and she's been doing a wonderful job of educating in her community.
So where does this project go then? I mean, like, what do you have right now in your hands, a finished product?
Well, we have the film, and so the film actually, I just sent it to APTN, and we're hoping they'll pick it up. I've actually just received a request from Back to Batoche, and this is 125 years since 1885, and so they are looking for Métis products that they might be able to share with Métis community, and so I'm very excited about that. I'm going to follow up. And I've also pitched this film internationally, and so it is going to be sent to the Aboriginal Network in Australia. It'll be sent to New Zealand, and it's actually going to be sent to a film festival in Nepal.
Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Judy Isaac, Canada Research Chair of Indigenous Education, her research being highlighted at Research and Innovation Week, taking place right now at Lakehead University.